On Sunday, the French vote in a referendum that many foresee as a U-turn on the road to a united Europe. Polls show that French voters are likely to reject the European Union's constitution. Last night, French President Jacques Chirac made a televised address urging France to vote yes. What a responsibility, he said, if France, a founder nation of Europe, took the risk of breaking the union of our continent. Christian Mallard is a senior foreign analyst for France's TV3 network. He joins us from Paris. Christian Mallard, why are so many French voters down on Europe?
Well, it's not a matter of being down in Europe. The problem in this country right now is that most of the French are a bit dissatisfied with the social, economic, and political situation in the country. Instead of concentrating on what is at stake, future of Europe, with a new constitution, they try to make sure that they show their dissatisfaction with the ruling party. And at the same time, they are not satisfied with the left-wing opposition. We are in a sort of insurrectional state of mind, I should say, and this is it.
One of the things they're dissatisfied about is unemployment.
Unemployment. The rate of unemployment is around 10%. It has been growing and growing during the last weeks and months. They are dissatisfied. The students are dissatisfied. Went into the streets. People dealing with the wine dealers went into the street 2 days ago. They are dissatisfied. And whatever the issue might be after Sunday on this referendum, the crisis is there.
To what extent are French voters saying, or telling pollsters at least, Europe was a better idea when it was all West Europeans, now that it's also about a lot of low-wage East European countries, and conceivably someday Turkey, we'd rather be French than European by that broad definition?
I like your question. It's very important. I want to quote you one of our French foreign minister during the time of President Mitterrand. Europe with 15 is a political mess, quote. What would it be when we are going to be 25? So here we are today, and it's true that the French understand that they are losing part of their sovereignty, and at the same time they see that the brand new countries emerging, as you said, from former Soviet republics, from Central Europe, from Eastern Europe, try to get all the advantages from this new Europe for them, and at the same time the old Europeans, which the French belong to, old Europe, is scared to lose its privileges, and it goes to the new emerging countries.
Even if there is no constitution, there's still a euro, there are still European Union institutions in Brussels, elsewhere in the continent. What is really undone by a no vote in France or 3 days later in Holland, for that matter?
No, there won't be any drastic change. If you have two, three maybe nations, the Dutch, the French, and maybe one or two others, saying no, the European Union, the Commission, will be back to them in 1 year to 1 year and a half from now, trying to find if a compromise can still be found with maybe minor modifications, and then things will go on. So it's not lost. It's just kind of tragic episodes in the shaping up of Europe.
Are there enough people shown to be undecided in the polls that there actually could be a big swing at the end?
Well, if I give you the latest poll we got an hour ago, we have still three polls showing the no with 55% to 45% for the yes. If such is the case, well, the trends will be for the no. But you never know. You have to understand that this country is complicated. The French are complex people. And as I say to my American friends most of the time, with the French, always expect the unexpected.
Christian Mallard, thank you very much for talking.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Christian Mallard is senior foreign analyst for the French TV3 network. He spoke to us from Paris about Sunday's referendum on the European Constitution.